incorruptible King of all ages, holding in your hand every path of human life through the power of your saving providence. We thank you for all the good things you do, those we know and those we don't know, for earthly life and the heavenly joy of your kingdom to come. Hold us in your mercy, now and forever, we who sing, Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. Into the world I was born as a weak, helpless child, but your angel spread wings of light over me, guarding my crib. Ever since then, your love lights all my paths, wonderfully guiding me toward the light of eternity. Gloriously, the generous gifts of your providence have been manifest from the very first day. I am thankful to you, and with all who have come to know you, call out. Glory to you, who called me to life. Glory to you, who have shown me the beauty of the universe. Glory to you, who have opened before me the sky and the earth as an eternal book of wisdom. Glory to the eternity of you in the midst of the world of time. Glory to you for your hidden and evident goodness. Glory to you for every sigh of my sadness. Glory to you for every step of my life, for every moment of joy. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. Lord, how good it is to be your guest. The delicately scented wind, the mountains stretching to the sky, the waters reflecting like infinite mirrors, the golden rays of the sun, the airiness of clouds. All nature secretly whispers, full of tenderness, and even the birds and beasts bear the mark of your love. Blessed is Mother Earth with her beauty, which is transient, making one long for the homeland, which is eternal and where an imperishable beauty rings out. Alleluia. You brought me into this life as into an enchanting paradise. The sky is a deep blue vessel of azure, out of which rings the sound of birds. There is the rustling sound of the forest and the sweet-sounding music of the waters, the fragrant and sweet fruit and honey which we eat. It is good to be with you on earth, joyous to be your guest. Glory to you for the festival of life. Glory to you for the fragrant lilies of the valley and the roses. Glory to you for the delectable variety of berries and fruits. Glory to you for the morning dew shining like diamonds. Glory to you for the smile of awakening enlightenment. Glory to you for all that is heavenly, foreshadowing eternal life. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. Every flower is fragrant through the power of the Holy Spirit, in a delicate flow of aroma and tenderness of color. The beauty of the great contained in what is small. Praise and honor to God, who gives life, who spreads forth the meadows like a flowering carpet, who crowns the fields with golden ears of wheat and azure basilisks, and the soul with the joy of contemplation. Let us rejoice and sing to him. Alleluia. How beautiful you are in the triumphant festival of spring, when all creatures come to life again and in a thousand ways joyfully call out to you. You are the source of life. You are the victor over death. To the song of the nightingale, the valleys and forests stand in snow-white bridal array by the light of the moon. All the earth is your bride, waiting for the immortal bridegroom. If you clothe even the grass in such a splendid way, how will you transfigure us in the future age of resurrection? How will our bodies be made light and our souls be made luminous? Glory to you who brought out of the earth's darkness diversity of color, taste, and fragrance. Glory to you for the warmth and caress of all nature. Glory to you for surrounding us with thousands of your creatures. Glory to you for the depth of your wisdom reflected in the whole world. Glory to you, I kiss reverently the footprint of your invisible tread. Glory to you who kindled before us the bright light of eternal life. Glory to you for the hope of immortal, ideal, incorruptible beauty. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. How you bring sweetness to those who think of you. How life-giving is your word, It is softer than oil, sweeter than honey to talk with you. Praying to you brings life into us and gives us wings. What trembling then fills the heart? What dignity and greatness and wisdom there are in nature and all of life. Where you are not, there is emptiness. Where you are, there is richness of soul, a torrent of life. Alleluia. When sunset descends over earth, and the peace of eternal sleep and the stillness of the fading day come to reign, I see your abode in the guise of glistening palaces and clouds hovering in the evening light. Fiery red, golden azure speak prophetically of the unutterable beauty of your world and cry out triumphantly, "Let us go to the Father." Glory to you in the stillness of evening. Glory to you who has bestowed great peace to the world. Glory to you for the last rays of sunlight. Glory to you for rest and the gift of sleep. Glory to you for your presence in darkness when the world is so remote. Glory to you for prayer from the depth of a heart touched by you. Glory to you for the promise of awakening to the joy of eternal unending day. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. The storms of life are not frightening to one in whose heart shines the light of your fire. All around the weather is bad. There is darkness, horror, and the howling wind. But in the soul of such a one, there is peace and light. Christ is there, and the heart sings, Alleluia. I see your heavens glittering with stars. Oh, how rich you are! How much light you have! Eternity looks at me through the rays of distant worlds. I am so small and inconsequential. But the Lord is with me, his loving hand everywhere protecting me. Glory to you for your constant care of me. Glory to you for providential encounters with people. Glory to you for the love of relatives, the devotion of friends. Glory to you for the gentleness of animals who serve me. Glory to you for the luminous moments of my life. Glory to you for the bright joys of the heart. Glory to you for the happiness of living, of moving and contemplating. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. How great you are in the power of thunderstorms. How visible is your mighty hand in the blinding curves of lightning, amazing in your greatness. The voice of the Lord is over the fields and in the sound of the forests. The voice of the Lord is in the birth of the thunder and rain. The voice of the Lord is over the many waters. Praise be to you in the thundering of volcanoes spitting fire. You shake the earth about like a garment. You lift up the waves of the sea into the sky. Praise be to you who humbles human pride, drawing out the repentant cry. Alleluia. When the palaces of earth are suddenly lit up by lightning bursting forth, how paltry seem our ordinary lights afterward. In just such a way, you suddenly light up my soul during the times of deepest joy in my life. And after the brilliance of your light, like lightning, how colorless, dark, and unreal these moments seem. And my soul rushes in pursuit of you. Glory to you beyond the limit of the highest human dream. Glory to you for our tireless thirst for you. Glory to you who has inspired in us dissatisfaction with earthly things. Glory to you who has enveloped us in the delicate rays of your light. Glory to you who has broken the power of the spirits of darkness and who has doomed to annihilation every kind of evil. Glory to you for your revelations, for the happiness of feeling your presence and living with you. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. One hears your call in a wonderful composition of sounds. You open for us the environment of our future paradise in melodious singing in harmonious tones. In the height of musical colors, in the brilliance of artistic creativity, all that is truly beautiful carries the soul to you in a mighty call and forces it to sing rapturously. Alleluia. Through the descent of the Holy Spirit, you enlighten the thought of artists, poets, and scientific geniuses. Through the power of the subconscious, they are prophetically able to perceive your laws, opening for us the abyss of your creative wisdom. Their works involuntarily speak of you, of how great you are in your creations, of how great you are in man. How near you are in days of illness. You yourself visit the sick. You yourself bend down to the bed of the sufferer, and the heart speaks to you. In times of hardship and suffering, you illumine the soul with peace. You send unexpected help. You are consoling, searching, saving love. And to you we sing the song, Alleluia. When as a child I consciously called to you for the first time, you answered my prayer, and my soul knew a wonderful peace. Then I understood that you are goodness. Blessed are those who seek you. I began to call you again and again, and call to you even now. Glory to you who grants my wishes when they are good. Glory to you who watches over me day and night. Glory to you, curing hardships and losses with the healing course of time. Glory to you for whom there is no such thing as a hopeless loss. You give eternal life to all. Glory to you who has made immortal all that is good and lofty, who has promised our desired reunion with those who have died. Glory to you unto ages of ages. Why does all nature smile mysteriously on feast days? Why is the heart filled at these times with a wonderful lightness that is incomparable to anything on earth? How is it that the very air at the altar and in the church become light-bearing? This is the breath of your grace, the glow of the light of Tabor. The sky and the earth are singing at these times in praise. Alleluia. When you have inspired me to serve those around me and illumined my heart with humility, one of your innumerable rays falls on my heart, making it light-bearing, iron in fire, and I saw your mysterious, imperceptible face. Glory to you who has transfigured our life with good things that we do. Glory to you who has imprinted an unutterable sweetness on every precept of yours. Glory to you who clearly abides where there is kindness and generosity of heart. Glory to you who sends failures and sorrows to us so that we might be sensitive to the sufferings of others. Glory to you who has placed a great reward on the value of goodness in itself. Glory to you who accepts our moments of soaring. Glory to you who has raised love higher than anything on earth or in heaven. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. That which is broken cannot be restored, but you can set aright those whose conscience has become decayed. You restore the soul to its former beauty, and those who have lost it beyond all hope. With you, there is nothing that cannot be put aright. You are all love. You are the creator and the restorer. To you we sing praise. Alleluia. My God, who knows the fall of the proud angel Deniza, save me through the power of your grace. Do not let me fall away from you. Do not allow me to doubt you. Sharpen my hearing so that every minute of my life I can hear your mysterious voice and call to you who are everywhere present. Glory to you for providential coincidences. Glory to you for the gift of premonitions. Glory to you for the guidance of a secret inner voice. Glory to you for revelations and dreams and when awake. Glory to you who destroys our useless plans. Glory to you who sobers us from the heat of passions with suffering. Glory to you who humbles pride of heart to save us. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. Through the icy link of the ages, I feel the warmth of your divine breath. I hear the flow of blood. You are already near. Time has partly vanished. I see your cross. It is for my sake. My spirit is in ashes before the cross. Where there is a triumph of love and salvation, an unceasing praise unto all ages. Alleluia. Blessed is he who will have supper in your kingdom. but you have already admitted me to this bliss. How many times have you extended to me with your divine hand, your body, and blood? And I, such a sinner, have taken this sacred gift and felt your love, unutterable and beyond all being. Glory to you for the unfathomable life-giving power of grace. Glory to you who has raised up your church as a refuge of peace for an exhausted world. Glory to you who breathes new life into us with the life-giving water of baptism. Glory to you who restores the purity of immaculate lilies to those who repent. Glory to you, inexhaustible abyss of forgiveness. Glory to you for the cup of life, for the bread of eternal joy. Glory to you who led us to heaven. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. Many times I have seen the reflection of your glory on the faces of the dead. What unearthly beauty and joy shone from them. How ethereal and immaterial were their features. This is the triumph of happiness attained and peace as they silently call upon you. At the hour of my death, illumine my soul too as I call, Alleluia. How can I give praise to you? I have not heard the songs of the cherubim. That is the gift of the highest souls. But I know how nature gives praise to you. In winter I have beheld the moonlit stillness when the whole earth quietly praised you, clothed in white and sparkling with diamonds of snow. I have seen how the rising sun rejoices in you, and the choirs of birds resound in praise. I have heard the forest speak mysteriously of you, the water gurgle, and the choirs of star preach of you with their harmonious movement in infinite space. But what is my praise? Nature responds to your laws, but I do not. Yet while I am alive, I see your love. I want to thank, to pray, to call out. Glory to you who has shown us light. Glory to you who has loved us with love immeasurable, deep, divine. Glory to you who has surrounded us with light, with hosts of angels and saints. Glory to you, O Holy Father, who has willed us your kingdom. Glory to you, Holy Spirit and life-giving Son of the future age. Glory to you for everything, O Divine Trinity, all bountiful. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. O all bountiful and life-giving Trinity, accept this gratitude for all of your mercies and make us worthy of your divine gifts, so that having multiplied the talents given us, we may enter into the eternal joy of our Lord with victorious praise. Alleluia.